After days with no power, many households in Sandy's Path are running low on food. FEMA and the National Guard are delivering food to the hardest hit areas. But as Allison Aubrey discovered, in the coastal towns along New Jersey, comfort food can mean as much as the basics.
Canned goods, such as soups and beans, can certainly get you through a storm, and a Coleman stove or a gas-powered range does a fine job heating them up. But in order to make life feel a little bit more like normal again, what are the folks of Toms River, New Jersey going for? Pizza.
Gino's pickup or delivery.
While much of the town remained in the dark this week, the minute the lights flickered on at this pizzeria, they fired up their ovens, and third-generation pizza maker Marissa Henderson says they were swamped.
We had lines out the door, we had people sitting in, we had people that were waiting in line down the road, all of that.
Even though they ran out of bread, so no subs, and were low on flour, they managed to serve up more than 500 pies the first day back in business. Toms River resident John Gurman and his kids were one of the first customers.
Yes, we went to get a slice of pizza just for comfort yesterday. We still have plenty of food in the house, but it was nice to have a sense of normalcy.
Gurman has not ventured to the grocery store yet. He says as of yesterday morning, some stores were still dark, but the local Stop and Shop has managed to reopen.
Hello, meat room.
The butcher put me in touch with the manager, Mike Mezel.
Yes. We're open for business. We're not selling any perishable items, though, yet.
Mezel says it's been slow going, getting suppliers to deliver produce, meats, and cheeses.
We're expecting deliveries today. I don't know what time. I don't know what the situation is on the roads with traffic. Could be later on tonight. Could be early tomorrow morning. I don't know.
Down the road, about 20 minutes or so, in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, John Gurman's parents, who are retired, are managing well in Sandy's wake.
We're eating well, yes. I wouldn't call it gluttony or anything like that, but we're surviving well.
With the generator to keep the fridge going, they have not needed to venture out to grocery stores yet. Instead, they've pooled the food they do have and are sharing it with neighbors.
Neighbor down a couple blocks away, they're in their 80s, and the night of the storm, because they were much closer to the ocean, we said, come and stay with us. And they did, and they were very, very appreciative.
And in exchange for that lodging, George Gurman says, came a meal he won't forget, prepared by his neighbor.
She's a very good cook, and she had spaghetti sauce, meatballs that she had prepared, and of course she was going to lose it. So she came and she brought that, and it's to die for. So we had dinner with her famous meatballs and spaghetti sauce.
Gurman says eventually he knows he will have to venture out to the grocery store. And from chatting with his neighbors, he's heard that the Wegmans down the road is fully stocked.
There can never be enough bottled water, milk, bread, eggs, batteries in a situation like this.
That's Joe Natale of Wegmans. She says throughout the storm, thanks to all of their pad-mounted generators, they were able to keep all 81 stores open. And she says each of them was affected by Hurricane Sandy to some degree.
Whether it was just rain and wind or, you know, severe weather conditions.
Like those experienced by the folks in coastal New Jersey. As for George Gurman, he says, as the photos we've seen have shown, the flooding and destruction are terrible. Since in his town, the water basically crept all the way to his curb and stopped, he considers himself very fortunate.
Other people are not so lucky. There's devastation all around us.
And he says when the lights do come back on, he'll certainly be relieved. He just hopes that after the cleanup and recovery come to an end, that the neighborhood dinners and community spirit will carry on. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.